Republican primary voters are headed back to the polls next Tuesday for a rare statewide runoff election for lieutenant governor and state auditor. Colin Campbell has details.
Until last week, most of the attention in this month's runoff was focused on the 13th congressional district. But after former President Donald Trump endorsed former federal prosecutor Brad Knott to be the Republican nominee there, Knott's opponent Kelly Daughtry dropped out. That could mean few voters show up for the remaining contest on the ballot, the first statewide runoff since 2012. Political scientist Chris Cooper of Western Carolina University tracks turnout numbers.
I think we're going to see somewhere below half of the turnout from the first primary, right? So these are really, really small numbers. In terms of statewide voters, I mean, we may be at 4, 5, 6% of these eligible voters is very possible.
One of the remaining competitive races will determine the Republican nominee for state auditor, a position that often gets little attention. The auditor is the watchdog for state government, reviewing state agencies to find inappropriate spending and other management problems. Jack Clark, a certified public accountant who works for State Representative Kyle Hall, came in first in the March primary. But his vote total wasn't enough to avoid a runoff with Dave Bullock, an attorney who serves on the UNC Chapel Hill Board of Trustees. The key difference between the two candidates is their resumes. Clark says his CPA background makes him the best qualified for the job.
I worked as an auditor for years. I feel I have the background for this kind of niche role. And we've had we've elected two consecutive CPAs for the role. With an audit background, so I just felt that was important.
The winner of the runoff will face Democrat Jessica Holmes, an attorney and former Wake County commissioner who was appointed to the role in December. Bullock's background is also in the legal field.
What I bring to the table is maturity. I have led large organizations. I've run businesses. I've got a master's in business administration as well as a law degree. So not only have I worked as a prosecutor, from traffic court all the way to handling murder cases and everywhere in between. But I have started a business from scratch, managed that business, sold a business.
Bullock touts his work on the UNC Chapel Hill board, where he helped start an audit committee that addressed a structural deficit in the university's budget. He wants to take a similar approach to problems at the Division of Motor Vehicles.
It's a disgrace right now. I think that would be, and I have pledged this on day one, DMV is going to be audited for efficiency and economy. We're going to look for some best practices, and we're going to make recommendations to the governor and the legislature on how to make DMV better.
But Bullock's opponent wants to approach the job differently. Clark says it's not appropriate to pledge specific audits before taking office.
I just think it would set the auditor's office up as more of a combatant. It would kind of incentivize me to find things even if there aren't things to find.
Clark has also criticized Bullock for having been a registered Democrat in the past. The attorney describes himself as a lifelong conservative, and records show he's donated to GOP candidates for the past decade. House Speaker Tim Moore and Senate Leader Phil Berger have endorsed Bullock.
And I think the Republican Party represents the way I have lived my life and the way I continue to live my life every day.
In addition to the auditor race, the GOP primary ballot also features a runoff for lieutenant governor. Forsyth County District Attorney Jim O'Neill faces Hal Weatherman, a former aide to Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest. Voters eligible to cast ballots include registered Republicans, as well as unaffiliated voters who picked the GOP ballot in March or didn't vote in that primary, according to Cooper.
It's extremely confusing. And the first thing I would say is, if you get confused, just check with your county Board of Elections.
In addition to the Republican ballot, there's a nonpartisan runoff for the Orange County School Board, where all voters in that school district can participate. Colin Campbell, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.